Well, with all this illness going on, we don't have a choir. Our organist is sick. A number of our choir members, I believe, are sick. And I was really concerned how much illness is going around just before Mass started, because last week and this week, the attendance at Mass has been down, but then we filled up this morning. So we filled up at 10:30, so that was good to see. Because we don't have a choir, we'll get to experience a little more sacred silence. In Mass, in the general instruction of the Roman Missal, which kind of gives us our instruction for Mass and all that goes into it, it calls for sacred silence, that there's times where there's not even any music, and there's just this time to reflect, prepare. And that's really where the Holy Spirit seemed to take me with the homily this week, is this idea of silence. So today, at this Mass, we'll get to experience sacred silence in a more robust form, because there won't be any music for the offertory or for communion. So you get a chance just to pray through the Mass without the music. I was took Harley for a walk yesterday, and I decided to share this as part of the homily. I ran into somebody while I was walking, and we were just sitting there chit-chatting. I said, you know, what have you guys been up to? And he said, well, you know, with Christmas coming up, we're really busy. And I thought, you're in good company. And it struck me with this whole idea of silence. Anybody here need more to do? Anybody going, you know, I got too many gaps in my schedule. I need more stuff. I don't think so. And there's a certain goodness to this busyness as we're preparing for family meals and gifts that we exchange and all that. And that's beautiful and it's good. But in relationship to the gospel and Advent and what it's all about, I want to encourage you today and maybe challenge you as well as myself in this last week before Christmas. This year we get the fullness of Advent, all 4 weeks in full. Make sure you take at least 5 minutes a day. If you can do more, great. But just to sit with the Lord in silence. And then take that practice through the rest of the year too, and the rest of your life. We're waiting an announcement. An announcement of the coming of the Son. And that announcement comes quietly. Notice how Jesus is born. Notice how God enters into our human nature quietly as an infant. Right? What's the word I'm looking for? Like the military doing almost covertly. He comes in as this infant. I mean, who'd expect God in that form? Well, the announcement is quiet. Don't we sing Silent Night, right? And it's the arrival of the Son. And it made me think of a tree stand that I used to hunt in. Stay with me. I'm not going to tell deer stories. But I had a kind of a profound revelation in this tree stand relating to this very thing. I, like pretty much any other hunter, I suspect, likes to get into your tree stand well before it even begins to start showing light in the eastern sky. I mean, if I can get in there at least a half an hour before that happens, I'm kind of feeling like I'm almost on time. But when I do, it's dark, but there's this quiet stillness. And it's a great time for me to pray, because once the Sun comes up, I can run the beads through my fingers, but I ain't praying. I'm hunting. But even in that stillness and that silence and that darkness, I've come to realize that my senses become hyper-tuned. Now, I can't see. My sight has been taken away. But my sense of feel is kind of hypersensitive. Is the wind right? Has it shifted? And I now perceive just the movement of air. Things that I would never experience or never pay attention to when I'm running about my day-to-day life. Now, just the movement of air, is it still going in the right direction or is it now coming off the back of my neck? And then how about the sense of hearing? Now, all of a sudden, in that cold, clear air of fall, sound seems to travel so much further. And I'm more perceptive of the movement of even a squirrel. And I can tell the difference between the sound a squirrel makes in the leaves and a deer. My senses are hyper-tuned because of that silence, that stillness. In this tree stand, in that cold darkness, what you can see is an even more brilliant sky filled with stars. You ever notice as the air gets colder, it gets clearer, the stars become more brilliant? And even though there's a canopy of trees that I'm under, through those branches, I can see a lot of the stars. And over my repetition of hunting in this stand over several years, I noticed that the morning star, you know that star that is the last to fade out when the sun rises? It's the brightest. But eventually it fades. That star, each year, I noticed was between two limbs. Almost like it was a framed picture. And in that stillness, I came to realize that morning star, which we say of Mary in the litany to the Blessed Mother, we call her the morning star. But it's that star that announces the arrival of the sun as it fades. We've been hearing from John the Baptist throughout Easter, Lent, Advent. And what does he say about the Lord? He says, he must increase and I must decrease. And decrease he does. He announces the coming of the Son of God, the rising of the sun, and then he fades. But his fading is announced. We read that he was beheaded by Herod. Then to our reading today, Joseph. Joseph too announces the coming of the Son. He shows us the importance of silence. To hear the announcement as we read today. How does he hear that announcement? He hears it in a dream. I mean, how much more silent does it get than that? Or even into this subconscious state. And there Joseph can hear the whispering of an angel. How does God speak to us? Silently. That, as I like to call it, that holy shh. That's the announcement that we await. That we're called to hear now. Because if we miss the announcement, if we're too busy, we're too noisy, we can't hear the whisper of God. And if we miss the announcement, like our train or our plane or our automobile, yes, that was intentional, we'll miss the arrival. We might miss the arrival altogether, even though we participate in some manner in it. And if we miss the arrival, then we have no one to announce ourselves. Because we're supposed to be like John the Baptist. We're supposed to be like Joseph. We're supposed to be like our Blessed Mother, to arrive, to announce the rising of the sun, S-O-N, our salvation. That's evangelization. Not to tell other people how to change. Oh, you must change. Rather, evangelization is telling others how God has changed me. That's a compelling story. And like the effect of Mary and John the Baptist and Joseph, that it would change our lives, it will change the lives of others. Because we'll be able to explain the reason for our joy. The joy that comes with the arrival of the sun. That now all of our senses are fully alive. Because our Savior has finally come. So again, I want to challenge you, as well as myself. 5 minutes of quiet each day. To listen to the voice of God and His announcement that His Son is coming.